January of 2010, members of the Poverty Initiative, the Media Mobilizing Project, and other organizations that we work with went on an immersion tour of Philadelphia to see some sights and hear some stories of the struggles of poor people in this city. Two of the sites were the Liberty Bell and St. Edward's Catholic Church. At these sites, Liz Thea Harris and Willie Baptist explained the struggles of the homeless in 1995 and 1996. At that time, Liz, Willie, and others worked on housing and homeless issues with the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, and they later moved on to other anti-poverty organizing work with the Poverty Initiative.
It was another year when the shelters were overfull. The waiting list for homeless shelter beds was closed, and the waiting list for getting Section 8 housing was 19 years. 1995 was a really hot summer, and what happened was the Kensington Welfare Rights Union decided to set up a tent city in Kensington. Kensington at the time was the poorest neighbor in all of Philadelphia, as well as in the state of Pennsylvania. And there was a conversation of the problem of poverty and homelessness doesn't just affect a place like Kensington, or a place like North Philly, or a place like West Philly. It affects the whole city. It affects the whole state. It affects the whole nation. And while people maybe wouldn't go to Kensington, people were coming here as tourists and other folks to the Liberty Bell. So one day, the tent city at 4th and Lehigh got moved here. So homeless families started to sleep out on this lot, raising attention to the issue of poverty and homelessness as a national issue. But because of all the tourists, they couldn't really have that. The city police and folks here quickly moved on that tent city and had to tear it down. And we did, you know, a series of different protests, including civil disobedience. And what was incredibly ironic was as people got arrested and went to trial, what happened with their trial was that the folks that had done civil disobedience of trying to raise the attention of homelessness in this city, in this country, were banned from the Liberty Bell. They were told that you could do it so over there, you could do so in Kensington, you could do so even in other parts of Philadelphia. But you can't make this point. You can't talk about the right to housing. You can't talk about human rights at the Liberty Bell.
Those three band leaders from the Liberty Bell was then took on a tour to explain the contradictions between Liberty Bell and the fact that if you're homeless, you ain't got no liberty. If you ain't got health care, you ain't got no liberty. You don't have decent education, you ain't got no liberty. That there's still a problem of liberty today, and that the Liberty Bell, therefore, and what it comes to recognize in terms of rights and freedoms and so on, is still an ongoing story and struggle for the betterment of our society, the betterment of the world.
Oh,
continue in the story that we started kind of at the Liberty Bell. As it got cold, families realized that we needed to go indoors somewhere. Folks found this abandoned church and moved families into this church. It was one of nine churches in the Philadelphia area, and actually North Philadelphia, that had been closed that year. So this was this abandoned church, and it was actually a church that was being heated because they didn't want the pipes to break. And about 30 homeless families moved in. And that was parents and kids. It was single adults, folks that were struggling with this issue of homelessness who had been a part of the struggle around a tent city at 4th and Lehigh. So folks move in, and very shortly after, nine priests show up in their full garb and say, what are you doing here? You're not really welcome here. You're embarrassing the church. Why are you here? We said, well, can we at least have a little bit of time to regroup, figure out where we're going to go next? And the nine priests basically said, okay, well, we'll give you 48 hours, and then you'll have to go somewhere else. So people put a banner high up that said, 48 hours, we're next God, and then set up a community. And the thing is that this was the winter, right? This was, and so it was starting to get cold. So not just the families that were living at the tent city were cold and needed somewhere to stay, but other folks in the neighborhood. And so when the 48 hours was up, what happened was that the priests show back up, the nine priests, and not only were people still here, but there was more like 80 families now. And so what happened, the priest came up to the families and said, you know, you gave us your word. It's 48 hours. And what the response was, well, we prayed, we talked to God, and God, and all are welcome in God's house. And God doesn't want any more homeless families.
And so when we said, as Liz pointed out, we talked to God too. They didn't think that we would have talked to God. And he told us that we shouldn't put families out there in a dead winter, in a dead cold, that this is a sanctuary. They were put in a religious and moral dilemma. Yeah. They actually had to turn around and leave the place.
Yeah. And so what happened then was it really started a debate in the city of Philadelphia about poverty, about the religious response to poverty, and what it was to kind of have what society's and the church's responsibility in times of economic crisis and need were. There were all kinds of tactics that the city and that the archdiocese tried to use to get folks to leave the church. It was going to look really bad for the archdiocese to kick 80 homeless families onto the street, but nonetheless, it was a huge embarrassment and looked really bad to have like this encampment of homeless people inside the church. And so, everything from fire code violations to you know, sending the Department of Human Services around people's kids, I mean, to...
allocation of drug activities, all kinds of things to kind of dissuade the community for supporting us, all kinds of activities started happening. Very intense. It captured the media, and it was a source of tremendous debate on the radio stations, TV, and so on. The Civil Affairs set up a surveillance camera to monitor people coming in and out of the church. We had people coming from all over the city, from different churches. We had choirs come in and sing. We had services on Saturday, interfaith services, because there was constant threat of them moving us out. We had firemen, we had police officers would come at night, not dressed as police officers, not dressed as firemen, to give us food, distribute information, and actually look for code violations and told us what would be used as an excuse to get us out and told us what to get. So it's a lot of stories connected to this whole process. But I think in terms of leadership, the Liberty Bell, this church, it says a lot about American culture. And the fact that we did action at these places really ignited a debate throughout the whole city. I mean, it did, and it really put us in a position of legitimacy because we were doing the right thing.
This piece was produced by Gregory Jordan Dedimore from the Philadelphia Student Union for On Blast Radio.